everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Oh, sorry to wake you up.
A little outburst of yawn there.
Well, this episode, folks, we are really super excited for. We are all celebrating the 250th birthday of our country this week. Happy 4th of July week. And yeah, this is one of the lads, I think, probably one of his most strongest areas, right?
Yes.
American history is one of his strongest areas. So
47 years ago, our founding fathers.
All right. We're really excited to jump into this. If you're new to this podcast, or if you are coming back for the 100 and blah-bitty-blah time, we've got three rounds of trivia coming at you. And every round that comes back, the questions get a little tougher. So this first round, easiest questions we have, we call this round.
The trivia tots.
The trivia tots caught him in another yawn, mid-yawn. The lad needs a nap, I think. Here we go. Question number one. How many stars are on the current American flag, and what do they represent?
There are 50 stars, and they represent states.
Yes, that is correct. Sorry, I almost said incorrect. That is correct, yes. The current 50-star flag was actually designed by a 17-year-old high school student. Did you know that?
Hmm.
And in 1958 for a class project, and his teacher gave him a B-.
Bruh.
Right? But after they sent it to President Eisenhower and it was chosen, and the teacher quickly changed his grade to an A. I suppose if you designed the entire American flag, you deserve an A.
How about an S? The best grade in video games.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Question two. What majestic bird is the national symbol of the United States?
An eagle.
Not just any eagle.
A bald eagle.
A bald eagle is correct. I think we've talked about this kind of similarly before, but the bald eagle wasn't always the first choice, right?
It was a turkey.
Yeah, eventually Benjamin Franklin complained about this choice of the bald eagle, and he said he wanted it to be a turkey because the turkey was a more respectable bird. But more importantly, it was native to America. That was one of the main reasons why they wanted a turkey, which makes sense. I think it would be kind of cool if the turkey were the national bird as well, because we see them all the time here.
That's weird. I can't see a turkey being the national bird.
I'm a turkey.
Gobble, you can't gobble. Shoot me.
And then we eat bald eagles for Thanksgiving.
Let me just eat duck.
We've had duck at Thanksgiving before.
But it's more traditional to do turkey.
It is. You are right. Question three. What massive monument in South Dakota features the carved faces of four American presidents?
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore is correct. Who are they?
Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, and then there's Thomas Jefferson.
And Thomas Jefferson. Very good. Yeah, that was all four of them.
We went there.
We did go there. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's big. It's a lot. I mean, it's bigger than I expected, actually.
They used dynamite
mm-hmm.
to carve out the faces.
To do the first initial carving.
Yeah.
They did so much of it by hand, but yeah, they used dynamite to blow out like the bigger chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And like nose holes.
Yep. Big old nostrils. Question four. What is the official name of the building where the U.S. Congress meets to make laws?
The Capitol?
The Capitol building is correct.
There's a senator side and a representative side.
Yep. Correct. Yeah, very good. So did you know that there's a secret subway system underneath the Capitol? And it's been used to carry senators and representatives quickly from office buildings to the Capitol to vote?
I'm surprised there wouldn't. I would be surprised if there wouldn't be.
Right. Yeah. I kind of wish we had like a secret subway system to like bring us to school every day.
We're going to get a bridge.
Well, we don't really need a bridge to get to school. I just want a subway to get me like just right from our house to school.
But then that costs money. Besides, you want a moped to go to school.
I do. Less gas. Question 5. What was the nickname of President Abraham Lincoln, known for his tall hat and his role in ending slavery?
The name?
His nickname.
Oh, Honest Abe.
Honest Abe is correct.
If I just said his name. I'm like,
what is his name? President Abraham Lincoln.
George Clooney.
So he was really big into one sport, right? Do you remember what sport he was into?
He was into, I don't know.
He was big into wrestling.
Oh, yeah, because he's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yep, the WWF.
No. Yeah,
actual wrestling. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett's 5 for 5 pretty easily on this one. But now we're going to ratchet up the difficulty. So we call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Question 6. What massive complex in Washington, D.C. is known as the nation's attic and consists of 19 museums and a zoo?
What?
What complex consists of 19 different museums and a zoo in Washington, D.C.?
The Smithsonian District.
We're going to give it to you. The Smithsonian is correct. This is the Smithsonian Institution.
Institution.
That's what it's called.
District. Yep. Exact same meaning.
So the institution was actually initially one of the biggest funders of the institution was a British scientist named James Smithson, who had actually never set foot in America. And when he died, he left a massive fortune to the United States to create the institution for the increase and diffusion of knowledge. That's why it's called the Smithsonian. The Smithson. But yeah, dude never came to America and left his money for America to make museums. Kind of cool.
And a zoo.
And a zoo.
And a zoo.
And a zoo. Can't forget about the zoo. Question 7. Whose face is on the United States $1 bill and the quarter?
George Washington.
George Washington is correct. Did you know that he's the only president to have never lived in the White House?
Well, yeah, he was the first one.
Well, the Capitol wasn't even in Washington, D.C. at the time, was it? No, that Washington, D.C. didn't exist. The Capitol was in New York, and then at one point it was in Philadelphia, too.
Yeah.
Question 8. Who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Is correct.
I mean, Benjamin Franklin wrote some of it, but he's not really important about the Declaration of Independence.
He wrote some of it, but not. Thomas Jefferson definitely wrote the bulk of it. Yep. He wrote the first draft in just a few days while he rented a room in a bricklayer's house in Philadelphia, and he used a portable writing desk that he designed himself to do it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Question 9. Which Boston silversmith became famous for his midnight ride warning colonists that the British are coming?
Paul Revere.
Paul Revere is correct.
He didn't say the British are coming. He said the regulars are coming.
The regulars. Yeah. Well, it says like my little fun fact says the regulars are turning out is what he said. The regulars are turning out. Well, and it's funny that like it was because it was a top secret message. And so he probably more than likely just whispered that to people because it was a top secret thing that he was doing. He didn't like, I don't think he was actually running around yelling it, which is interesting.
Like, hey,
yeah.
Redcoats are coming.
The regulars.
They're turning out.
Question 10. According to legend, what Philadelphia seamstress was asked by George Washington to sew the very first American flag?
Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross is correct. But did you know that they actually have found no evidence that Betsy Ross actually made the first flag? Yeah, believe it or not, the story was made public by her grandson about 100 years later. In 1870, her grandson came out and was like,
my grandma
didn't actually make the flag, which is kind of interesting. So yeah, it's just, it's like been a widely passed down legend that Betsy Ross.
Well, then who made it?
I don't know. Again, we'd have to look into that. And there we go. That is 10 questions in. 10 for 10 for Emmett. He's doing great. But now, folks, we're going to ratchet up the difficulty on this 250th anniversary. So here we go with the
Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. What is the name given to the 250th birthday of the United States that they are celebrating on July 4th, 2026?
Bicentennial.
Ooh, you're on the right track.
Semi-bicentennial.
Incorrect.
What?
It is the semi-quincentennial.
Oh, yeah.
Semi-quincentennial.
Where's the bi?
There is no bi in this one.
But it's 200.
The semi-quincentennial.
That's just 50. Just 500. That's 500. Mm. It's 550.
It's 250.
How?
The semiquincentennial. Look it up. That's what it is.
Semi means half. Quin is five.
Half of five?
Yeah, so...
250?
Okay, I get it. Jeez.
Question 12. What were the last names of the two famous explorers hired by Thomas Jefferson to map out the wild western lands of America?
Meriwether Lewis and don't remember Clark's.
Yeah, well, I just asked for last names. That's okay. Yep, Lewis and Clark is correct. So on their journey, they discovered 122 new species of animals, including the grizzly bear, the prairie dog, and the mountain beaver, which is interesting.
That's a thing?
Yeah. They even sent a live prairie dog back in a box to President Jefferson.
And who helped them out? Or else they would have died?
Who's that?
Sacagawea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool.
It's not Sacagawea, guys. It's Sacagawea.
Oh, there you go.
And she carried a baby on her back the entire time.
That's crazy. That's perseverance right there.
Yes.
Question 13. What did the 19th Amendment to the Constitution do when it was ratified in 1920?
Gave women the right to vote.
It gave women the right to vote is correct. So kind of crazy. The amendment passed by one single vote.
But the thing is that it was only... It only allowed white women to vote.
Yeah. Yeah, it was still limiting at that point. Yeah. Right? Yep. Yeah, it was a step in the right direction, but definitely didn't address the whole thing right off the bat.
And then I think in 1965, pretty sure.
No, I don't want to throw out dates.
I don't know.
Sure. That's okay. Around that time.
Yes.
Yep.
1960s, around there.
Yep. Question 14. Which actual U.S. president made a cameo appearance as a young actor in the 1951 movie Bedtime for Bonzo, where his co-star was a chimpanzee?
U.S. president, 1951. Okay. Eisenhower.
I'm going to throw out a hint here. It said, which president made a cameo appearance as a young actor?
Oh.
So he didn't have to be president at the time.
Reagan?
Ronald Reagan is correct. Yeah, very good. Yeah, Reagan was known as an actor. He was a successful Hollywood actor before he entered politics. And he also served as the president of the Screen Actors Guild, which is kind of cool. And finally, question number 15. What Native American language was used to create an unbreakable military code for the United States Marines in the Pacific Theater during World War II?
The Navajo.
Navajo is correct. Yeah, the code was so secure that even some of the native Navajo speakers who hadn't been trained in the military system couldn't even decipher it. And it was a classified government secret all the way up until the late 60s. Pretty cool. There's been movies made about that and yeah. Books and stuff like that. Pretty neat. And with that, we are wrapping up America 250 Trivia. Emma did great. Hopefully you at home or in the car did really, really well. We just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to everybody for tuning in, and we hope you have a wonderful weekend and a holiday that you hopefully get together with friends or family. If you enjoyed this, please make sure you give us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. You can find us on social media at DadLadTrivia on Instagram and on Facebook. Any last thoughts for America's 250th semi-quincentennial?
Okay, bro. USA. USA.
Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in this week and each and every week. We wouldn't do this without your support. Until next time.
Here's my trivia question, though.
Okay.
Who fired the shot heard around the world?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
So I was right. All right. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.